It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. By Beechwood Hospitality, we partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. The fall collegiate golf season is wrapping up around the country, and the Arkansas Razorbacks are ranked 5th in the country, according to Scoreboard by Clipped. Utah leads the way at number 1, followed by Virginia, Vanderbilt, Auburn, and then the Arkansas Razorbacks come in at number 5. Arkansas State comes in at 41. On the rankings, and the Little Rock Trojans come in at 47. Little Rock, fresh off of their 21-shot victory in their home tournament, the Everett Buick GMC Classic that was played out at Chenal Country Club. The Little Rock Trojans win it in back-to-back seasons. Austin Oaf has been doing a great job as a head coach of the Little Rock Trojans. Speaking of more golf and seasons coming to an end, the high school overall championship took place at Pleasant Valley Country Club, and you had a repeat winner on the women's side. She had to go a couple of extra holes, but she was able to get it done. Yin Yo Yang wins for the second year of the high school girls overall in the state of Arkansas. On the men's side, Jack Dennery defeats Henry O'Keefe by 2 shots. Jack Dennery started out very hot on his round. He was 5 under par with no bogeys through his first 15 holes. Then he had to go around the lake at Pleasant Valley Country Club. He ended up doubling 16, bogeying 17, but made a birdie on 18 to shoot 69. But we will hear from Jack Dennery and Yin Yong Yang after the break. UAMS Ortho Now is now open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, sports, work, or anything else, walk in and see the best in orthopedic care. No appointment needed. Ortho Now, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to noon. I'm back with interviews with the high school overall champions after this. Stay with us.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
The next time you travel to El Dorado and need overnight accommodations, the Haywood Hotel is where you need to stay. The Haywood El Dorado Tapestry Collection by Hilton is a great place to stay if you're in South Arkansas, listening to live music, or playing the challenging Mystic Creek Golf Club. Take time and relax in their bar for a drink before going out on the town for dinner. The Haywood, 210 South Washington, right in the heart of downtown El Dorado. Search the Haywood El Dorado on the web or call 800-293-0718 for reservations. The Haywood, a Beechwood Hospitality property.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. The high school overall championship, one of the highlights of the golfing career for any youngster, took place at Pleasant Valley Country Club. Yin Yo Yang won it last year, and she was able to repeat this year at Pleasant Valley by beating Susanna Manns. Last year, Susanna Manns finished runner-up as well, but this year it took extra holes. Yin-Yo Yang won on the second playoff hole after both players parred the first hole, and then Yin-Yo Yang made a par on number two. Susanna Manns, unfortunately, bogeyed number two. Yin-Yo Yang is your 2025 high school girls overall champion. On the tee, Yin-Yo Yang of Conway High School, your 2025 girls overall champion.
Yin-Yo, back-to-back high school overall girls champion here in the state of Arkansas. How does that sound?
It's amazing. I'm really glad to win again.
You told me that the first tee shot did not go so well.
No.
What happened?
Hooked my drive into the trees. I hit a decent punch out, but short game kind of fell off a bit, so a bogey happened.
How did you rebound?
Luckily, the second hole actually tripped in for birdie, so squared myself out, kind of gave myself some more momentum for the last 16 holes.
What was the middle of the round like? We'll get to when we get to 16, but what was the middle of the round like for you?
It was good. I was able to, tee shots weren't great, but I was still able to recover well, hit greens, make some pars, made a couple birdies, but it was okay. It was good.
Did you obviously knew where Susanna was throughout the day?
Yeah, I know. I knew we were tied. We're going back and forth a little bit.
Do you think it helped the fact that you were playing with her in the same group that you kind of knew what was going on?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, playing with her kind of puts a little pressure knowing we're so close, but I think I like playing with her when we're so close like that.
And then you're down and you get to 16. And she puts a ball in the water, mm-hmm. and then another ball in the water. She makes a triple bogey 7. Mm-hmm. What were you thinking then?
Obviously, I don't like to see her play bad. You know, I don't like to see anyone play bad. But knowing that happened, it kind of gave me a little room to breathe, knowing we only had like 2 holes left after that.
And then you get to 17, and what
then
happened?
We get to 17, and then I make a triple. I go in the water, and I go through the same thing she just went through.
So what was your mindset? I mean, you're standing on 17. You know you've got the lead, and you could repeat as overall champion. And
I don't know. I think the pressure got to me. It was a little nerve-wracking on there, and a bad shot happened. So.
And then it took you a while?
Yeah.
Walk me through that. What happened?
Tee shot, just, again, I hit a pretty bad draw. Took a bad kick into the water, and then my third shot, did not hit it good. I was expecting it to draw again, so I hit it right and it didn't draw, and chipped into putt and just ended up with a triple.
So you guys were tied mm-hmm. on 18 tee box. Yeah. You both hit good tee shots mm-hmm. down the middle of the fairway. She laid up. You decided to go for the green in 2. Why?
It was only like 190, so I knew that like I could take my 3 wood there and it'd be no problem.
And then once you saw where the shot ended up, back of the green, what were you thinking?
Well, at first, I hit it really good. I was, you know, I knew that was going to be on the green, but to see it just carry along, it kind of, I was happy and then I wasn't happy. And I knew that that chip was going to be pretty hard. I saw a girl in front of us putt from back there and she ended up on the front of the green. So just trying to save, when I walked over there, I knew I just had to save par at the very least.
And then, so you both par 18. And you go into a playoff. It starts on hole number 1. You hit a good shot down the right side. Susanna goes into the bunker on mm-hmm. the left side. She hits out of the bunker onto the side of the green. You knock yours on the green. She hits a great chip up there, doesn't she?
That was a great chip from her. I mean, I don't expect anything less. I was chipping from there earlier in the round, so I knew that would be a pretty easy chip or a manageable chip for her.
And you had a downhill putt. Broke mm-hmm. to the right, maybe 3 feet of break or maybe a little more. What do you think?
A little more than that. I mean, I saw her chip. It ended up close. I knew she was going to make par. So at the very least, I was just trying to watch my speed because I know these greens can get quick. And I was downhill putt, breaking putt. And I was just really trying to get my speed right, save par, and try to maybe win on the next hole.
Were you nervous?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm very nervous.
Well, you got it close, and you both parred that. You mm-hmm. go to 2. You knock your tee shot on the green. She misses just right, but mm-hmm. she's off the edge, second cut. She chips and leaves herself a long putt. When you were making your first putt mm-hmm. for birdie, did you think, let's just try to get it close, or were you actually trying to make it?
I was trying to make that. I seen Susanna make those putts all day today. I knew she had a very good chance of making that, and I wanted to just end it there with a birdie.
You almost did. It didn't miss almost, by much,
yeah,
did it?
Yeah, I know. It was close. I wish it went in, but I still won, so it's okay.
So a tap in par there, mm-hmm. and then you have to wait and watch Susanna putt. What was going through your mind?
Oh, I don't know. I was just nerve-wracking. I'm kind of, you know, I kind of don't want to play another hole, but I know that she's a good enough golfer that could make that happen where we have to play more holes in a playoff.
She missed, and then what did you think?
I won, I guess. I mean, I don't like to be too happy when other people play bad or miss, but, you know, I was happy for myself.
What did you tell Susanna after the round?
Told her good job, and I love playing with her, and we were talking a bit about the Pro-Am next week, too.
I was going to say, because you get to play in the Simmons Bank presented by Stevens Pro-Am out mm-hmm. here. I mean, you got to play last year, and mm-hmm. you guys won.
Yeah.
And now you're going to get to play in it again. You might win again. Yeah. Is that the goal?
Yeah, we're really excited. Me and Susanna both played last year, so we're excited to play again this year, and we want to win again. We were talking about it during the round today.
I asked you last year after you won about playing with the stands up and everything. I mean, the pros are coming. And yeah. What was that experience like this year? Did you notice anything different than last year?
No, I mean, it's all sort of the same feeling. I like it when the stands are up there. It kind of makes things feel like the real thing. They're a little nerve-wracking. Some of them are close to the green, so I'm worried I might hit them, but it's whatever. They're there, so.
And the fact that the golf course, how did you find it? Was it in great shape?
Oh, yeah. The course is amazing. The greens are quick and they're fast, but I like them that way, and everything's perfect. I wouldn't really expect anything less.
What's next for you?
Next, I don't think I have any tournaments left. The only thing I think of is the Pro-Am next week, so I'm excited for that.
Obviously, Conway High School, another individual champion, back to back. What's it going to be like when you go back to school and you're around your friends?
I don't know. They might be excited for me, but that's pretty much it.
Do you have a place where you can put the trophy inside of the house?
I don't know, but we'll find space for it. So
it's a pretty nice big piece of crystal there, isn't it?
Yes, it's heavy too.
Have you thought about after high school? College and where you want to go?
Yeah, so I plan to play golf at Arkansas State University, so excited for that too.
Staying in the state of Arkansas, going mm-hmm. to Jonesboro, what sold you on being a Red Wolf?
I like the fact that they're close to home, they're in-state, and they have, you know, great coaching staff and really nice facilities too.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What do you want to work on before you get to college? What do you think you need to work on with your game before you get to college?
My irons for sure. Wasn't hitting the very straight today. So hopefully I can fix that in the near future.
Is that one of the strengths of your game? Iron play?
No, my short game, I would say, is the best part of my game.
I want to ask you, because let's go back to 18. I thought that you should grab the flat stick, the putter, and putt that. You decided to chip it. Why? Is it because of your short game?
Yeah, I mean, I also knew that, like, either way, my ball probably would have ended up at the front of the green or close to the green, regardless of what I did. And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of fringe to work with, too, and I don't really like putting over that.
Okay. That's solid. I like that. And the fact that you were able to get some more spin on the ball using a wedge as opposed to a putter, mm-hmm. you think?
Yeah, I think that helped a bit, too, but I didn't play really nice, so it kind of ended up far.
Trying to get back here to the high school overall and compete again and try and win again. What was that trek like for you?
I knew it was going to be hard. I knew winning state was going to be hard. There's a bunch of good girls. They've gone amazing. So when I won that, I knew that when I came here, there were going to be even better girls and it was going to be another hard competition.
What do you think your parents are going to say to you when y'all get home or maybe the car ride back to Conway from here at Pleasant Valley?
My dad is probably going to talk about that triple on 17 and that I could have just moved on with a bogey or something so I wouldn't have to go in that playoff.
Does he kind of motivate you a lot? Is he, he kind of your coach as
well? Yeah, he's sort of my coach. He's sort of swing coach, everything. And, you know, he always wants me to do well. So
what does it mean to have him so close to you and out here watching step for step?
Yeah, I mean, he's at every single one of my tournaments and I love having him out there. It's really nice to know that there's someone out there supporting you and who wants you to play good.
Playing in the Pro-Am, where you get to play with some legends of the game, mm-hmm. what is that experience like?
I'm super excited. I mean, again, I had so much fun last year, so I know this year is going to be the same. And I get to play with some of the same people, I think. Susanna, don't know who.
Henry?
Oh, yeah, I get to play with Henry again, and I think Jack too.
Yeah.
So excited for that.
it's nice that that is something that Simmons mm-hmm. Bank and the Simmons Bank Championship provide to yeah. the high school overall, is
yes,
it not?
Yes, I'm really grateful that they're giving us this opportunity. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun out there. So it's all thanks to them.
Inside the ropes. It's yeah. pretty nice.
yeah.
And you get a nice gift bag package too, don't you?
Yes. Last year, the experience was really nice with the little gift shop and all the little things we got. I honestly was not expecting any of that. So.
Yin-Yo, congratulations. Well played. I know it was stressful. I could see it out
yeah.
there.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
But you're a champion again.
Thank you. Thank you.
On the boys' side of things, unlike last year when a playoff was needed, this year no playoff was needed. Jack Dennery got out to a hot start. He birdied the first hole, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth, the 12th. Didn't make anything worse than a birdie or par until the 16th hole. He'll have to tell you about going around the lake at Pleasant Valley Country Club. Maybe a little bit of nail biting as he tried to finish at Pleasant Valley around the lake. Henry O'Keefe finished second. Mike and Ashmore finished tied for third with Paxton Lane. On the tee, Jack Dennery of Little Rock Catholic, your 2025 Boys High School Overall Champion.
Jack Dennery, congratulations, 2025 High School Overall Boys Champion. How does that sound?
About as good as you think it would. It sounds great.
Tell me about your round. Obviously, got off to a great start. You birdied the first hole. Everybody wants to do that, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, I played great today. Getting off with a birdie on the first hole definitely settles the nerves. If you're not nervous on the first hole, I think you just don't love the game, in my opinion. That's what you hear from guys who are older. If you don't have that tingle in your body, yeah, I don't think you have the passion, in my opinion.
So did you have some butterflies and some nerves?
Definitely. I did.
What do you do to try to calm those down?
Just breathe, really. I mean, just deep breaths. That's my big key. I mean, if you watch any shot, as I'm walking up to the ball, I take a big deep breath, and it kind of just zones me in.
Playing at Pleasant Valley Country Club, where you're a member, mm-hmm. family's a member, you're a member of CCLR as well, but being able to play here the week before the pros get here as a high school player has to be extra special, I would think.
It's unreal. I mean, this course is in amazing shape. I mean, the PG Tour is going to be here. I mean, it's PG Tour level. You're playing a PG Tour golf course. I mean, that's kind of what you dream of, in my opinion. So to be able to have this opportunity is really special.
What was your mindset like going into the round? Obviously, you've played it many a times. You know where you can attack. You know where not to attack. Play conservative. Play aggressive. What was your mindset today going in?
Well, I knew today it was going to be tough. I mean, you look at the field, we got really good players. You got Henry O'Keefe, Hogan O'Keefe, Paxton Lane, Stiles Hunter. You go down the list, they're all there. I mean, it is the best high school tournament in the state for a reason. It brings the best out of best to everybody. This course, it can beat you up really quick, especially in these conditions, but I just knew it's going to be grind out there. I need to stay patient. And it definitely helps knowing kind of, especially a couple holes a day after, like, I made a putt. My putter was hot today. It was pretty much all day. And it just kind of sat there for a minute. I was just like, it's just so nice to be able to know. I know this putt is going left. I have no worry in the world that it might not. So it's kind of just that extra hand of confidence.
Yeah, you birdie 7, 8, and 9 to shoot 32 on the front, mm-hmm. bogey-free front 9, 4 under par. You had to have been rolling.
Yeah, I was hot. I don't know what to say, but the putter was rolling. I mean, I was hitting it close. Let's see. So I birdied 7, 8, 9, 7. I hit it to about probably a foot and a half. 8, I was just greenside. Hit a really good chip over the bunker and made probably like a 10-foot downhill slider. So that was huge. I knew I really had to make that one just to kind of start that lead. I knew because we were one of the first groups off. I was able to play good and set the tone.
And then the birdie on 9, what went into that hole?
I had a great tee shot, clipped the tree, but it kicked straight down. But I had a 5-iron in, and it was a really weird number for me, so I kind of just, I guess you could almost say, finesse one in there. And the pin was really dirty, so I headed to the back edge of the green. The pin was on the back tier, and I think it was probably about 30 feet, maybe 35 feet. Yeah, it was a great putt. I wasn't expecting to make it, but when it trickled in, I was pretty pumped.
I was told on number 10, you hit one in there good too, and you had a chance to make a birdie there, but came away with a par.
Yes, sir. On 10, a good tee shot, kind of flared, and I was going for the green too after a good tee shot. I flared an iron to the right. Basically, to be honest, it's the spot you don't want to hit it because about an impossible chip, but it was probably one of the best chips I've hit in a long time to kind of run it through the rough like that to about 5 feet and just misread it.
And then birdie 12, that's a good birdie.
Yeah, actually, I almost made it from the fairway. It scared the hole, probably. It ran by a little bit, but I had like 4 feet down the hill and got that one to fall. So I knew once I made that one, I knew I was rolling.
So you're five under par. You par 13, that's a par 3. You par 14, a par 4, 15, a par 4, you par it. Then you have around the lake that everybody that knows Pleasant Valley will watch it on PGA Tour Champions coverage, the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. Around the lake is difficult. Take me through around the lake for you today.
I mean, boy, it was interesting. It's about not what you want to, it's not what you want to do. I mean, if you played here before and someone says, how'd you do around the lake? That pretty much can kind of sum up your round, I'd say. Because I've seen in a club championship here, a guy have three shot lead with three to go, and he lost by two. I mean, it is like, it's almost like, what I think it's called the bear trap, is that what it's called?
Yeah, down in Florida.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty much that. Really tough. 16, you got water all down the left, really narrow fairway. And it's, since it's around, it's literally on a lake, it's always gusting on the hole. Wind's always changing every little minute. So, I mean, you got trees overhang, and I draw the ball right to left, and that's not a comfortable tee shot for me because I have to draw it towards the water.
Mm-hmm.
And wind's blowing off the right. I'm aiming right. I was like, all right, let's just get it down there because usually I hit a 7-wood on that tee shot, put myself in the fairway, but we were so hard in the wind, it's going to have so too far in. So I hit 3-wood. I was confident as I could be because I was playing great golf. I mean, I was bogey-free 5-under through 15, and I was like, let's get another one. And just towed it and pulled it, and that's not a great combo. And went in the water, and I just knew I had to stay patient. But and I made double there, which that hurt a lot. So, but I knew 17, 18, 17, the pin was in the front, so it wasn't too bad. And it was, I think it was 180.
Not that long of a shot.
No, 180 in the wind. I hit a little 6-iron in there to probably 20 feet. Not what I wanted. And then I was so nervous over that putt. I had the adrenaline going and just the greens are, I mean, this course is such good condition. I just blew it by. And, like, you got to be really conscious with your putts because if you have a downhill putt, I mean, I thought my putt was up the hill. Apparently it wasn't. But, I mean, I just murdered the putt about. Mm-hmm. And then my probably at 7 feet down the hill and it just horseshoed all the way around the hole, which that hurt big time. I just knew I'd make something happen on 18. 18 was great. I mean, thankfully the tee's up. Because it's reachable. If we play it from the backs, it's, I mean, you probably have, you're ripping 3-wood as hard as you can. But today, you could probably have a 4-iron in. And wind was pumping. Well, once again, I was saying about the wind. It switched again, and we're going the opposite direction of 16. And the wind's once again off my right. So let's just rip a draw down there. If you're one of your favorite tee shots on the course, just trust yourself. You prepared for this. Hit a great tee shot. Bad break. Hit the bunker lip, sitting on top of the bunker, hacked it down there. Probably had 70 yards in, hit it to about 4 feet, and got the putt and sealed the deal, which was, I was pretty pumped about that one.
Did you know where you stood at the time making that birdie and what that birdie meant on 18?
Definitely. I'm a big leaderboard watcher. A lot of guys you hear on the tour, like, they don't like to look at the leaderboard. I love to look at the leaderboard. I mean, yes, it can hurt you, but in my opinion, I think it helps me a lot kind of on decision-making. Because let's say on 18, my drive, or no, let's go to my second shot. Didn't have a good lie. I may have would have tried to hit something down the hill where I could try to maybe get on the green, even though that'd be not a smart play. But since I knew, I saw Henry, he missed his putt on 16. He had a great putt, just slipped out. But I knew I had to get up and down on 18 for birdie to have at any sort of chance.
When you saw Henry coming in and knowing that if he eagles 18, it's a playoff.
Mm-hmm.
when he didn't eagle 18, what were your emotions like?
I was pretty pumped. I mean, I didn't really know what to do. I've struggled a lot this season. Kind of like the last ASGA tournament, I was playing great golf. I just couldn't close it out. Had a rough finish. So to be completely honest, on 18, I was getting a lot of flashbacks walking down that fairway. And I was trying my hardest just to stay in the presence and worry about this second shot and just try to play smart golf. But, I mean, yeah.
Depending on when someone listens to this episode, you would have either played in the Pro-Am for the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens, or you would be getting ready to play. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on the fact that you get to play with a professional golfer on the PGA Tour Champions?
Oh, man, I'm so excited. I mean, especially to be with Henry. He's one of my closest friends. I play with Henry every day. We play out here every day. We play. He works at Country Club of Little Rock, so after work, I meet him out there. We go play 5 holes in the dark. I mean, we're about closest friends he could be, and just to play with him, especially this is his last time to do it because he's a senior, it means a lot. And his birthday is the next day, so happy birthday.
It's pretty cool. And the fact that he was part of the team that won it last year, do you think you guys can win the Pro-Am this year?
I think we really can. I think there's some good players in the girls' division. I think we played some good golf. Maybe we can go back-to-back.
You're a junior, Catholic high school.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, I guess a goal that you might have already set, you might not have even thought about it, but getting back here to PV this time of year, next year?
Definitely. I mean, when you're playing in state, our state is 2 days. Usually everyone else's is 1 day. We have conference and state in the same tournament. So, I mean, I wasn't playing great in state, and I knew I had to finish strong to make it to overalls. I mean, it's kind of everyone's goal towards the end of the season, make it to overalls to play here, because it's just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
What's in the future for Jack Dennery?
Try to play some more good golf, hopefully play college golf. And, I mean, obviously, since I was young, the dream is to play professional golf one day, but I think if I keep working hard and see if I play college golf, we could see where that takes me.
Maybe professional someday.
That's a goal.
There you go. Jack, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
From Central Arkansas to South Arkansas to Northeast Arkansas, across the state to Northwest Arkansas, you will find a Beechwood hospitality property. From the Haywood in El Dorado to the Hilton Garden in Jonesboro, to the Doubletree in Bentonville and the Staybridge Suites just south of Baumwalker Stadium, Beechwood Hospitality has a room for you. Beechwood Hospitality is the leader in hotel property management in the state. Make sure you find a Beechwood Hospitality hotel for your next overnight stay.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
That's about all the time we have for this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I would like to thank Beechwood Hospitality for their continued sponsorship of From the Shortgrass. Matthew Allen and Blair Allen, they know how to manage hotel properties. When you need an overnight place to stay, make sure you're staying at a Beechwood Hospitality hotel. Congratulations to the high school overall competitors, and congratulations to Yin-Yo Yang, a repeat champion on the girls' side, and to Jack Dennery, the 2025 boys' high school overall champion. They'll be out at Pleasant Valley playing in the Simmons Bank presented by Stevens Pro-Am, a nice little gift that they get to play in that with a professional golfer, along with the two runners-up. They also get to play. So Henry O'Keefe will be back out there, and Susanna Manns as well. We'll see if they win it this year. Last year, the high school team did win. I hope to see you out at Pleasant Valley Country Club for the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. And remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. Hope to see you soon from the Shortgrass.
You have been listening to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.